Blog Talk Radio.
Have you or someone you care about recently suffered a broken heart from the loss of someone you love or they love? There is a way to heal and get back to enjoying your life again and even finding a new love and real lasting happiness. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, love mentor, and relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars, Love Lessons for the Soul, and virtual summits, and also the Love Mastery Secrets Blueprint. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond. Sandra Pate is a transformational relationship coach who has a passion for empowering women to overcome emotional trauma and heartbreak. She helps women identify limiting beliefs so they can step into their power, discover their authentic self, and live their purpose. She has created a virtual summit to help women feel true happiness after heartbreak. And the summit starts today. So it's fun for me to be speaking to the host of this wonderful summit on which I'm also speaking. So I'd love to welcome you, Sandra Pate.
Well, thank you for having me today. It's my pleasure to be here.
So let's begin by you please share about your background, education, training, you know, where you've been and what led you to be working with women and particularly focusing on healing after heartbreak, which so many women experience.
Yes, thank you. So kind of a long history. I started with a background in fashion merchandising and went to work for an advertising agency, worked in pharmaceuticals, became a sales trainer, really was on the fast track with my career early on, then got married and got pregnant, and I was, you know, traveling, and at the same time, my husband started traveling, and the decision was made that I would stay home, and that is when things started to shift for us. We really had an amazing marriage. And what happened is once I decided to be a stay-at-home mom, somehow my value was not taken seriously. I felt like he didn't think I was as important. He was more powerful than I was. And it was wrapped up in a perception that whoever made the money was the one who had the power. And I think it's something that I just kind of went along with, and maybe even unknowingly, you know, it starts very slowly. And as the marriage progressed, some really, really unhealthy things happened in the marriage. And again, I just went along with these things, and out of a background of just having parents that were people pleasers and adult children of dysfunctional families, and in a family unit that the family was more important than the individual, and a belief that you stay in a marriage no matter what, and that you're a failure if you leave a marriage. So when things started to go bad in my marriage, and I kind of had this pit in my stomach, like I knew something was wrong, but I couldn't put my finger on it, I just lived in denial and made to believe in my own mind that everything was fine. And I made excuses for what was going on. And even when I believed things that were crazy, like I would confront things that were happening and I would be lied to. And I think subconsciously I was happy to have things explained to me and believe the lies, because I didn't want to break up my family. By the time things were really bad, I had 4 children, and I did not want my children to be in a divorce situation. So I think what I've learned through my process, after I realized what was happening, there was a big discovery of what really was happening. I began on a journey to really understand what myself, my marriage, and really how I could give my kids better tools, because, you know, it broke my heart to see my children be victims of a broken marriage. And so that's really when I dove in and really decided, you know, it's a process, Erica, when we're going through heartache or really anything. And it was a process in my situation in which first I dove into my own healing, some group therapy, individual therapy, EMDR, really diving into, I could not get my hands on enough books. And I just really dove into my own research, and I would take notes and I would do every exercise. So it wasn't just reading a book, it was digesting the book. Like I would read it, take notes, and I would, you know, sometimes I read the book 2 and 3 times because I really was studying like what happened and how can I change it. And that's really where I went into life coach training. And it was a natural process of I was a landlord and I was becoming a mentor to all these people. So it became like a calling to me. And as I got more and more information and I would share my story with other women in my community, the story that I kept hearing is me too, you know. And
oh, it's so common. And it has so much to do with what a person feels inside, because you were being successful in business, and a lot of women are. And
absolutely.
Yet they want to have children. They get into the relationship, and the old values and beliefs from their family, not even from them, it just, you know, happens. And the man also has the old values. So that's
absolutely
what's happening. Once you're in there, it's sad.
No, it is sad. And so I'm glad you bring that up, because really where my work starts with my groups is that I start at our childhood, because you're exactly right in that our beliefs come from what we're told. And it can be some really simple little things that we're told in our childhood or even just through example of the way life should be. And we live life through that lens. It's not what we're seeing, it's who we are. We see life through who we are, not through what is actually happening. And so that is the work that I do, is that I start with childhood and unpacking what role we had in our family, what beliefs we believe about ourselves because of what we were told, and also really just digging into what our inner critic says about ourselves.
Huge.
So the work that I
did. That's so huge.
that inner critic, right?
Because when you're with a man, you want to have this loving relationship. And if he's putting you down just in some subtle way, if you don't have a strong belief in yourself, you start to believe it. And if you're not making the money at the moment, it gets harder to feel that power that you once felt.
Exactly, exactly. And I don't know what that is. I mean, it's something in society that I think we need to maybe address is, you know, that the stay-at-home mom is really undervalued. And I don't know how, but it is my mission to kind of create more value there and understanding because it is such a valuable thing to be able to stay home with your kids if that's what you desire or some combination, but to really bring value there.
But think of what it's like as the person who's out working, and it goes both ways. There are men that stay at home, but the person out working, how beautiful it is that there's someone that you value and respect taking care of your children and your home, making sure everything is smooth. It should be valued and appreciated and loved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, I just think it's a matter of education with all of these things. Like my desire is to bring to light all, you know, my summit is really about bringing to light unhealthy behaviors and how to create healthier behaviors and to create better, you know, better boundaries, better relationships, not just in your love life, but also, you know, in your family. Because as we begin to create boundaries, we get stronger in our leadership as people, which helps us in our career. It helps us in our family. It helps us in our love life, every area of our life. And that's what I'm, you know, really about is living life to our fullest potential and finding our true self. And it's really when we step into ourselves that we find, you know, the most happiness, the most power, the most, you know, the fullest of life.
Why is people pleasing, you know, so harmful to
such a great question.
Self-worth?
You know, people pleasing is often rooted in the fear of rejection or the fear of failure, because we are putting, people pleasing is putting other people above ourselves, which sounds like such a wonderful thing. And we think these people are the nicest people ever. And I was a perpetual people pleaser, so I know this intimately and have had to do a lot of work around this and still occasionally catch myself. So the difference between being nice and a people pleaser is your motivation. And so what is your motivation? Are you trying to make the other person like you, or is your motivation pure kindness and wanting to just help that person because you truly have already taken care of yourself and now have the faith and energy to take care of somebody else? So for me, it's a matter of motivation.
Very interesting. So now, why do so many women suffer such intense heartbreak when a relationship breaks up? I mean, people have affairs. All kinds of things happen. You may grow apart. Why is it so devastating for so many women?
Well, you know, and that is exactly the question that I started out to look at, is why I was struggling with such heartbreak. And what I found is as I go talking to women and I talk to men, so I want to address the men here too, because they experienced the exact same heartbreak, which I didn't think that originally. But now as the series is coming up, a lot of men are actually signing up. They're experiencing the same kind of heartbreak. But basically, what my belief is it's not just the infidelity. It is what goes along with the infidelity. Or that, you know, for everyone, heartbreak is not infidelity. It can be a breach of trust. It can be a loss. So I think that we need to look at, you know, all these different ways that people can have their heart broken is really any breach of trust more than the act. In my mind, it's the breach of trust and being told that life is something that it's not. You know, when you are lied to, whether your spouse is, you know, an overspender and you know, spending money crazily and or a gambler or any kind of addiction, any kind of infidelity, those things ruin a relationship and cause heartbreak. And what the heartbreak in my mind is, yes, we're hurt by somebody going outside the marriage, but for me, it's the distrust. It's the being lied to over and over and over again that is so painful and causes the PTSD. Because mm-hmm. we are experiencing life thinking that it's one way, and then when it's really another thing, and our body knows it. Inside, even if consciously we don't know it, our mind, our energy, our body knows that something's wrong. And that's why so many times people will take on illnesses or body pain, because we do know. You know, if we really take time to be authentic with ourselves, we can look back and see that we did know. There was some red flag that we chose to ignore. And so that is where I was able to really step back into my power, is to say, you know what, I have to take some responsibility here. I have to take some responsibility that I didn't have the tools to have a healthy relationship. I played a part in this by being in denial or not having strong boundaries. And maybe some things would have been differently if early in the relationship I took a stand. And said, absolutely not, and recognized that I was
right.
busy raising my children, not listening to what was going on, but I didn't do that. I just got busier. You know, many of us do that as we dive into busyness as a way of avoidance. So I think taking a look at really ourselves and is our patterns is very healthy, and that's how we step into our own power.
And I've seen many couples that once you start having children, the husband feels neglected because
yes.
there's so much attention on the children, and you may turn him away for sex or for affection or just not listen to him. And then there's somebody somewhere else that's listening to him and looking up
right.
to him. And of course, it can go both ways. It could be a woman that's feeling the neglect. But with childbirth, a lot of times it's the woman too busy and not paying enough attention to her husband's needs.
Yes, I couldn't agree
early
more
on.
With...
And then later on,
yeah.
it just mushrooms. And then, you know, it's huge.
Yeah, so you know, I think, you know, the education there needs to be both for the man and the woman. For the woman to realize the needs of her husband and for the husband to understand the needs of the wife and really start communicating if you're feeling your needs, you know. And so I would love to provide people with more tools and just really communicating your needs. So, you know, I think that both the husband and wife have to take responsibility for that breakdown. Like the wife is not giving – fulfilling those needs, maybe. Or I've heard stories where the husband's not fulfilling the needs, you know, emotionally. So it goes both ways. And so I think where the education needs to be is just better tools on communicating your needs. And again, that's taking responsibility for your own feelings.
You can't speak up for yourself, all of that, when you're not clear. And you talk about living your authentic self. So talk more about
mm-hmm.
what that is.
Yes. So, you know, I think that many times we get into a marriage or any kind of relationship, you know, romantic relationship, and we start to meld ourselves into the other person, which sounds wonderful. But the truth is that we need to be really clear on who we are and what we need and how we are fulfilled, as well as what our partner needs. And when we start the people-pleasing and giving up on ourselves and what our needs are, we lose ourselves. And when we lose ourselves, we become less lovable, actually. You know, it's hard to love somebody who doesn't have a strong stand. So I think the work that needs to be done is to really continually figure out who you are, what you want, and how you want to feel, how you want to be treated. And so one of the things that I really, you know, start paying attention to is how, as I'm in, you know, now exploring new relationships, is how does this person make me feel? I try to set up for myself, and this is something that I work with in phase three with my groups, is really setting up a strong identity. What makes me happy? You know, starting with what makes me happy? Do I love to do artwork? How do I express myself? Do I love to be out in nature? You know, we're all different, and what makes us happy is different. So if we can step into who we are, what makes us happy, what we need, and then we start to write down those things, whether we're trying to repair a broken relationship or to step into a new love, it's important to really know what it is that you want. And if you're repairing a broken relationship, then, you know, state to your partner, you know, I really like it when we have a date once a week. I really need for you to hold my hand, you know, when we're watching TV. I need for you to walk in and address me and acknowledge me before you do anything else. That makes me feel loved. When you come in and say, "Hi, honey, give me a kiss," that fills my love tank. You know, or maybe it's somebody whose gifts are important. You know, when you bring me flowers once a week, that makes me happy, or once a month or whatever. So I think, you know, first we have to find out who we are and what makes us happy, and then express it and share it. And that's really how we regain our power, is knowing what's important to us and then setting those boundaries.
I would like to add another piece here. To be really clear about what you want in your life, what are your goals?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can be with somebody who satisfies a lot of your emotional needs but doesn't have the drive and the goal and the lifestyle that you want for the future.
Absolutely. You
so
know,
you
and
both.
Thank you.
You need that overall
Absolutely.
Vision.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, I don't know what to say to people who are already in a marriage that they don't really fit, you know, exactly. Like maybe you enjoy skiing or you enjoy painting and your other person doesn't. And, you know, it doesn't have to be 100%. But what I am teaching women is to do a vision board. Because what a vision board does is it not only do you have the characteristics, but you put pictures up and it makes you recognize how you want to feel in that relationship. So what do I want my recreational life to look like? So I want to pick a man who enjoys doing a lot of the things that I do. How do I want to feel? What values do I have? What's my religious beliefs? What are my family beliefs? Do I want children? If I already have children, do I want somebody who will be a role model to my children? All these things that we just really have to write down to the really detailed to manifest like the new love, or, you know, really to help the person understand the person that you're currently married to step into being that person.
Oh, there's so much. And when you already have children, and do you want to meet a man who also has children? They'll have more understanding than someone who's never had children. But you have to be clear, what do you want? So tell us tell us about the summit, you know, before we leave. You know, what can people expect on the summit? What are some of the speakers talking about? Whatever you want to share.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, so it's happiness after heartbreak, how to heal your heart, trust yourself, and build the relationships that you've always desired. So really, what I first talk about I have some amazing speakers, and I'm super excited about this summit because I really want to jumpstart the healing process for people and provide people for what I was searching for. And so what we have experts talking about how to create better love, boundaries, people pleasing, how to have a child-centered divorce, self-love, relational strategies. What is, you know, the science behind infidelity? What is maybe like even sexual addiction, narcissism, verbal abuse? So we can start recognizing what these things are. Self-love, how to manifest a better love, which is kind of what you talk about, Erica, and which is a very, very good interview, which I'm super excited for people to share on day 5. So I hope everyone will tune in on day 5.
Thank you.
Dr. Erica Goodstone will be my guest. But we talk about boundaries. So there's and also in addition to that, a lot of healing modalities that I had found successful and other people have found successful, such as EMDR, EFT, hypnosis, meditation. So just the whole process of like why people fall into heartbreak, trying to understand relationships, and then some healing modalities. So I hope everybody will be willing to, you know, join us. And if that's something that you're dealing with, please just join us every day where I will be interviewing 2 people every day with really some amazing advice.
Yeah, the information is out there. It's just up to you as the listener to sign up and join it and learn. It's
wonderful.
Here.
Yes. Yes.
So one last question.
Yes.
Is there a way for people to get in touch with you?
Yes. So through the Happiness After Heartbreak Summit, there's also a Facebook, a group that they can join. I also have my email available on the website. So if they just join the summit, then they will be able to get in touch with me. They can join the Facebook group where we will be interacting over the next 2 weeks as the summit progresses about the subject matters that we will be discussing. And I would love for everybody to, you know, have their voice heard. And if you have questions, our experts will be, you know, chiming in as well. I will be there along on the journey with you. So please join us. It's going to be a very valuable experience for everybody. Lots of amazing information shared. And it's just valuable. One of the things that I am a huge proponent of is finding people who've been through what you have been through, because so many times we feel ashamed and isolated when we're experiencing something as heartbreak, and we isolate. And really the healthy thing to do is to find people who've been through the same thing, to be in peer groups. I don't think there's anything more powerful than being in a peer group to heal your heart. I think that's really where the healing is.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So, Sandra Pate, thank you so much for being on this show today. And
well, thank
for everyone
you so much
listening,
for having me.
You're welcome. And for everyone listening, join Happiness After Heartbreak. And I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please contact me for a consultation or a love mastery session at my website, drericagoodstone.com. Bye for now.